Time for the business news, and Brian Finn.
Thank you, Anya. Shares in Hewlett-Packard closed down almost 12% overnight following a massive loss, which it blamed on what it said was deliberate financial misstatements from a British software firm it bought. The founders of the firm, Autonomy, flatly deny any impropriety in regard to the accounts. HP said it was taking a write-down of nearly $9 billion because of the reduced value of the company. Over three quarters of Irish family businesses are anticipating growth in the next few years, according to the results of a study by PwC out this morning. Despite the optimism, however, about a third of those reported a deteriorating sales environment in the past 12 months. Paul Hennessy, family business leader with PwC, is here. Paul, you're welcome. Give us an idea of what a family business entails. Is it largely in the SME section of things, or is it in a wider sphere?
Well, for the purpose of this survey, a family business is essentially a company where the shareholding is controlled by a family. And that can be majority control or it can be exclusive control. The families which have been surveyed for this particular survey range in scale and size from families with a turnover of 5 million to turnover in excess of 500 million. They also run in terms of first generation, second generation, third, fourth, and indeed over fourth generations. So we've got quite a spectrum of family businesses represented in this survey, and we think it's really representative of the sector.
Now, many, as we said, are confident about their future prospects. A huge majority, though, still fearful about the economic outlook. Is that a trend that's reflected internationally?
I think the situation in Ireland is more acute than it is internationally. When you look at what the concerns are, the external economic environment is a concern right across the globe, but it is more pronounced in Ireland. However, I think the real message here, the headline here, is that when we looked at this survey 2 years ago, and we've been doing these surveys since 2002, so the trend is important. When we looked at it 2 years ago, the outlook was much more bleak than it is now. Here we have a situation where the sector is looking out forward to growth over the next 5 years. 2 years ago, that wasn't the case. 2 years ago, the issues were about hunkering down, cost containment, readjusting business models. Now the issues that are being identified are about the pursuit of business growth, and that's a real confidence statement in relation to the economic position that we're in at the moment.
And in the pursuit of growth, funding is all important. Presumably they find it as difficult as other sectors of business to get access to credit.
Yeah, access to credit has been identified as one of the challenges here, and it is a greater challenge than it has been before. But that's not something that is particular to family businesses. I think what they're saying here is they're recognising that it is an issue that they have to deal with if they want to secure the growth that they are pursuing. The interesting statistic here is that of the companies who have indicated that they anticipate growth, 96% of them said they were confident of achieving it, which I think is another statement in relation to the outlook being positive.
Now, interestingly, the recruitment of skilled staff emerged as an issue among family businesses. Is that surprising at a time of such high unemployment?
Well, again, it's a converse finding to what we found 2 years ago, but it is also consistent with the concept that the objectives over the next number of years are to pursue growth, because in terms of pursuing growth, the issues are around retaining, finding the right staff, having the right level of R&D, the right level of innovation spend, and being able to compete internationally. So in the context of the expectation that growth will be achieved, it's not an unusual finding, but it remains an issue.
Now, succession issues. A recent survey by the Farmers Journal found that half of farmers over 50 hadn't identified a potential successor. Is that also an issue for the wider family business sector?
It is an issue because succession is one of the key differentiators of family businesses, because they've got to deal with the whole question of ownership succession and management succession. What the survey is telling us is, if we look at Irish family businesses, that about 36% of them expect to have to deal with the succession issue over the next 5 years. That's a statistic that doesn't change too much. But there's an interesting aspect to it on this occasion, which is that the incumbent generation have identified that they are more reserved about actually passing on the business to the next generation because of concerns about the next generation's ability to deal with what's out there and their willingness to step up to do that.
OK, Paul Hennessy of PwC, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. Very quickly on the currencies, the euro gets you just over $1.27.5 and just above 80 pence sterling, Rachel.